Programming sponsored by Notre Dame Federal Credit Union. Over 100% financing on auto loans. Where you bank does matter.
Reach out and respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
Well, the response has been incredible. Sometimes angry, sometimes zealous, but I'm not talking about the response to the pledge drive, just in case you're confused here. Welcome to St. Joseph's Workshop. No, I'm talking about the response to another popular news item in Catholic circles these days, which I'll get to momentarily. But we are in the middle of our pledge drive week, and I invite you to give us a call, 877-291-0123. Reach out and respond is the theme that we have chosen for this pledge drive, to because that's what we're all called to do, right? We're all called to reach out, to respond to the Word of God, and to share what we've been given with others. Thanks so much to the many people who have pledged, by the way. I've heard from so many of you excited about continuing, helping us to continue our mission. But if you haven't given, then we're here for you. And we're happy to take your call right now, 877-291-0123. Would you join me in beginning our program today with a memorare to ask the intercession of Our Lady? We know that she always comes through. If you haven't turned to her in your life, it's about time. It's about time to look to Mary, who wants nothing but eternal happiness for you, who wants nothing but joy in your life. So go turn to Mary, turn to her, and that's what we do at the beginning of every hour of our pledge drives, so that we entrust all of our needs to her. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It was Bishop Barron who described it as a massive failure in catechesis, a massive failure on the part of the church, he said, in transmitting the truths of the faith. And others responded likewise to the recent Pew study, the Pew survey, you might say, not so much a study, but as Pew Research asked Catholics all over what they thought of the Eucharist. 70% said they didn't believe in the real presence. It's like a knife going into the heart of a priest. I think it's like a knife going into the heart of Catholics and of the church. If we don't believe in the Eucharist, then the other tenets of our faith begin to crumble and fall. It's one of the most central components of our belief that the Eucharist is the source and summit of the Christian life. Why? Because we believe that Jesus is truly present inside of the sacrament of the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And yet how many people don't believe that, don't know it, think it's a symbol, think it's a representation of what Jesus did in the past, but not in a sacramental way. So many people have misguided takes on what the Eucharist is and what we as Catholics celebrate. I've been thinking a lot about this. In fact, when I had my brother on, Father Stephen Spencer, on a couple weeks ago, we were talking about this particular study. We were talking about the need for catechesis, of course. We were talking about how it's not only a catechetical problem in the church, it's also a transformative problem if you and I aren't living our faith. It's not just about head knowledge, in other words. It's about being shaped and formed by the beliefs that we embrace. And all of that is true, but I read something just yesterday from our Sunday Visitor that was published by their editorial board that I think would also be an important component of the solution to this quote-unquote massive failure. It was, I think, not a unique new take on this that OSV put out, but it was summarized very well. Let me share with you essentially what they said, which was that if we're gonna spread the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, if we're gonna overcome this major failing that we've had in catechesis and in transmitting this important element of the faith, we have to start with reverence. We have to start with being reverent in the celebration of the Eucharist. This is what they said in one paragraph of their editorial that was published yesterday. They said, the editors wrote, "Do we genuflect reverently every time we pass the tabernacle? Do we make time to attend Eucharistic adoration or to sit before Christ in the tabernacle? Do we bow or kneel before receiving communion? Do we wear clothes to Mass that express our true belief that we are in the presence of God? Do we raise our voices in loud objection when we hear stories of the desecration of the Blessed Sacrament? Do we refrain from receiving Christ in the Eucharist when we're not in a state of grace, recognizing that communion is a gift and its reception is not a right? We have to be prepared for it, in other words. They say, if we truly believe what we say we believe, our actions should reflect this belief." I could not agree more. I read these words going, this is all so true. I know this is kind of like preaching to the choir here at Relevant Radio. I know this is because you're reverent, I imagine. If you spend your time listening to St. Joseph's Workshop, if you can put up with me for an hour, I know that you must be reverent in prayer and really working on holiness. If you're able to listen and process every day the truths that we get to dive into here on Relevant Radio, I suspect that you're already growing in your appreciation of the Eucharist and in reverence. So don't take this the wrong way. I'm not trying to say that everybody here listening is failing in reverence to the Eucharist. But isn't this true? No matter how reverent you are, when you go to Mass, in fact, I'd say the more reverent we become, the more we recognize irreverence in the presence of Jesus. We recognize the unnecessary chatter that takes place right in front of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. We recognize, not in a judgmental way, that other people might not have prepared well for Mass or worn the appropriate attire. We shouldn't be judgmental towards other people that way, but we realize how important it is for us as a church to live so well this moment of adoration, of prayer, of celebration together of what Jesus has done for us. What I find myself thinking about is that you and I need to proclaim this message together in the most loving way possible, because let's face it, I think sometimes our zeal to communicate that reverence to others, oftentimes we don't know how to do it well, and so we end up pushing people away. That these are not mutually exclusive things, though. We don't have to push people away and also invite people to greater reverence. We can bring people in and also demonstrate how much we respect Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, how much we believe in his presence in the Blessed Sacrament. I think it's one of the most important things we do at Relevant Radio, frankly. We encourage people to celebrate worthily and reverently the sacraments, especially the Eucharist. And I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to do that day in and day out, to invite people to greater reverence in the Eucharist. But we got to do it together, don't we? When people see you being reverent before Jesus, if people see you dressing to the nines for Mass, if people see you spending time in Eucharistic adoration, in fact, they're going to realize, wow, there's something more than a symbol here. There's something deeper than just a common celebration, because we're in the presence of our Lord and Savior, present in the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. It's amazing, isn't it, folks? I'm going to get Karen very quickly here, momentarily. We're going to give you an update on our pledge drive, give you an opportunity to share with us the great truths of our faith. You're listening to St. Joseph's Workshop on Relevant Radio.